Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Yaakov Lapin, a research associate at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. Yaakov, there's been a lot of activity on the Gaza border between Israel and Gaza, and within the Gaza Strip itself, there have been rockets, there's been Israeli retaliation, there have been protests, and we've been seeing some interesting things, perhaps in the direction of restraint. What's going on?
What's happening now is that Hamas has reached the peak of a year-long extortion campaign aimed at getting Israel to agree to its conditions that are aimed at basically injecting the Gaza Strip with international economic assistance and infrastructure building programs to really take the pressure off Hamas, which is in a corner due to the fact that Gaza is facing economic collapse and the possibility of a popular rebellion. So Hamas is feeling this distress, and because it does not want to stop prioritizing its military buildup, it really basically wants somebody else from the international community, from the region, Palestinian Authority, Egypt, Israel, to come in and pick up the tab for the economic, civilian, infrastructure needs of the Gaza Strip. Now, Israel, for its part, is actually interested in assisting Gaza economically, but not in a way that would allow Hamas to continue to ambitiously build up its military wing. So each side is now trying to get the other side to come closer to its position, and this has been going on for a long time, and now we are seeing some sort of intersection where things will either go towards a long-term truce or a military escalation will follow.
Who and what is behind any mediation efforts?
It's the Egyptians that are leading it. They have multiple interests in being the main party that's leading the mediation efforts. First of all, they're geographically close to the Gaza Strip. And even though they were once very standoffish with Hamas, because Hamas is a Muslim Brotherhood regime and the Muslim Brotherhood is a definite enemy of the el-Sisi administration, they've taken a more pragmatic stance after realizing that they can control Hamas to a certain degree, moderate its behavior, cut off terrorism and weapons flow from the Gaza Strip to the Sinai Peninsula. So they are pressuring Hamas to try and reach some sort of agreement that Israel can live with.
You are listening to Yaakov Lapin, a research associate at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. Both sides are interested in not letting things get out of control. Why is Hamas interested in that, and why is Israel interested in that?
From Hamas's perspective, the scenario of a full-scale war with Israel has nothing to deliver it in terms of achievements. Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas, understands that if he provokes Israel too much and gets into a full-scale military conflict, he's not going to have any tangible achievements to show the Gazan people afterwards, and he may be jeopardizing the survivability of his regime. So he's chosen this sort of low-level controlled violence policy where he tries to pressure Israel into making concessions, but not go too far and trigger a ground invasion. Israel, for its part, is convinced that the status quo of a hostile terrorist entity ruling the Gaza Strip is actually the least worst option that's on the table, because toppling the Hamas regime would not necessarily lead to anybody better coming in and taking it over. We could have sort of ISIS gangs ruling Gaza, and it would be a local version of Somalia. Or Israel could get stuck in a long-term military occupation of the Gaza Strip and start having to deal with the welfare and sewage and healthcare system for 2 million people. So all of these options are very unattractive. So Israel is willing to try and give these mediation efforts a chance, simply because the other options are very, very unattractive to it. But having said that, I think that Israel, you know, the fact that it's also about to hold an election is another moderating factor. I don't think that Prime Minister Netanyahu is interested in getting into a major military conflict on the eve of an election, which would, of course, have to delay the election. So we have a host of factors that have come together that are pushing each side towards a level of restraint. I would just add that the smallest tactical incident, miscalculation, and an attack that ends with multiple casualties, any of these things can change the situation very, very quickly.
Yaakov Lapin, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.